This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Video News with Chris Barnes.
As the weekend began, there was talk that a bipartisan committee of lawmakers might be close to a deal that could provide border security the president would sign on to and avert a government shutdown this Friday. But as the weekend ended, well, everything turned the other direction. Here's Congressman Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia.
We were, progressing well. I thought we were tracking pretty good over the last week, and it just seems over the last, 24 hours or so, the goalposts have been moving from the Democrats, and at the end of the day, we have an obligation that's to protect our nation and provide the proper border security.
Senate Democrat from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar is in the running for the Oval Office now as the 58-year-old officially launched her candidacy in front of a crowd of supporters, braving a 14-degree snowy weather event in Minneapolis yesterday. She's running as a moderate, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Two U.S. Senate Democrats joining the presidential fray over the weekend. On Saturday, it was Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, who made it official that she's running for the White House. And then yesterday, in a snowstorm in her home state of Minnesota, Senator Amy Klobuchar made her run official as well.
So today, on an island in the middle of the mighty Mississippi, in our nation's heartland, at a time when we must heal the heart of our democracy and renew our commitment to the common good.
Teachers in Denver going on strike today after negotiations broke down over the weekend. Kacey Musgraves, big winner at this year's Grammys last night, the country artist taking home Album of the Year, Best Country Album, Best Country Song, and Best Country Solo Performance. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of California's National Guard troops now expected to be recalled from the border with Mexico. In California, the governor, Gavin Newsom's State of the State address is coming up tomorrow, and he's to announce that he's redeploying those 360 Guard members so that they'll be free to fight wildfires and collect intelligence on drug cartels. Newsom will say that the state will not be part of what he calls the Trump administration's manufactured crisis at the border with Mexico. Gasoline prices increasing with oil up for a few days last week to $55 a barrel. Late in the week, prices began to taper off again, down to $52 a barrel. It could mean lower prices again in a few more days, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says, as it stands right now, the price is up.
Well, average gas prices nationally are up 2.3 cents per gallon in the last week, with the national average now at $2.28 per gallon. That's up about 3 cents from last month, but average price is still 30 cents lower than a year ago.
Arkansas has the lowest price at $1.95 a gallon, while Hawaii has the highest at $3.45. I'm John Clemens.
And after a recent accident, 97-year-old Prince Philip of Britain is giving up his driver's license. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. How you doing? Happy Monday after a fun-filled weekend of cold and rain, and unless you were in Minnesota getting all snowed up, right, Brad, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
What's the weather like? What's the temperature?
Well, the temperature's fine, but we've got about 2 feet of snow.
Two feet of snow. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's almost frightful out there. But in Minnesota, does it ever get frightful?
No, not at all.
Never. Yeah, see, the Minnesotans, they know how to handle that stuff. It's never frightful in Minnesota. Hey, good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Bart joins us now, co-chair for Red Wave America, founder of ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about the Sunday TV news shows. Miss Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. We actually got 4 feet of snow in Tahoe over this last weekend. So we were buried up there.
My goodness. So great skiing weather once things calm down a little bit, huh?
Yeah, if you can get to the slopes, sure.
Hey.
It all comes at once.
Hey, but it's okay. You know, it first starts with snow, then we eventually get out there. I mean, this is what this is what snow people do. I mean, skiers, they find a way, you know. They get out there, all the snowboarders.
Amy Klobuchar, is it? I think she's...
Klobuchar, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
To throw her hat into the ring of the Democrat presidential ring. And as she's standing outside in a blizzard, she's talking about global warming.
Right.
And President Trump tweets that she looks like a snowman. Oops, woman. I mean,
yes.
If it weren't for Donald Trump, I really don't know how we would we would laugh at these people. But we have a leader, actually, who's ridiculing and laughing at them, which is entirely what we need in perfect.
Well, we need a little bit of fun. I mean, you know, the hashtag stuff has gotten so serious that we can't even laugh at our own selves anymore. And
especially when the world's going to end in 12 years. You know, we got to get all our laughter in while we can.
Well, do we have 12? Is 12 years enough to spend everybody's money? That's the other thing, too, you know.
Well, is 12 years enough to build a train across bodies of water? I mean, that's the next big question. If you recall, Bill, and I'm sure you do, the high-speed train that was supposed to be built, $100 billion has been allocated. None has been spent. Well, actually, billions have been spent, but no hole has been dug on the train from Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, no, Las Vegas, that's right, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Mm. Yes, we've been still waiting. It's been over a decade. No hole has been dug, but billions have been spent.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is waiting on a windfall, though. She's, you know, she bought a big office building there in the Bay Area that, you know, covers the route. And her and her husband, of course, the guy that sold it to her, had no idea. But Nancy had insider information on the route and took advantage of that, according to Peter Schweitzer.
Well, yes. You know, the other train was not only supposed to go to Las Vegas, but it was also supposed to go to San Francisco as a high-speed rail. If they can't even get a high-speed rail covering hundreds of miles, how are we supposed to expect to get a high-speed rail covering thousands of miles over water within the next 12 years?
Well, and this is the geniuses in California, Megan, that, when they did the analysis, they said, well, for all these billions of dollars, how many, like millions of people are going to be serviced by this bullet train? It's the best they could come up with. And that's if they rounded figures and used kind of the same figures they use for global warming and all that. They were lucky to come up with about 3 million people could utilize that, and this is the $80 billion bullet train, from San Francisco you're talking about.
Well, exactly. And so I guess we're not going to have to worry about the air traffic controllers striking anymore and basically holding our country hostage, because these trains over the water and through the woods are going to eliminate all air travel. So all the planes will be grounded. The Democrats were fighting for air traffic controllers just last week. Now they're against air traffic controllers and air travel altogether because we have to save the world. It's just amazing to me that this is not more mocked than it is. It's very light in the details.
Right,
and
of course.
And what was interesting, of course, especially the cost. They have no idea, but it's going to be trillions of dollars. And, oh, by the way, farmers, we're going to confiscate and execute all your livestock because farting cows now are a threat to our daily
existence. High-furfinating cows. I mean, we're just spending just endless amount of dollars on measuring, their gas emissions. I mean, you got to love it. You got to love it. I mean, what are the Dems bored? Do they have nothing better to do? Is that why they come up with these ideas?
Well, no, it's just another scheme, a confiscation of wealth and property scheme, which the Dems have always been about, the confiscation of wealth. They just haven't been outwardly this stupid about it.
Mm-hmm.
So outwardly stupid that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's staff removed the original document related to the new Green Deal off her website. They scrubbed it. But the internet is forever.
Wait, help me out here. Do they have like a Costco-sized container or warehouse of bleach bit or something that they're just, the Democrats are just ready to scrub, goofy stuff from their from their internet or emails at a moment's notice?
Yeah, they must. I don't know exactly where this storage facility is, but I'm sure it's eco-friendly.
It's probably in somebody's bathroom in Colorado one more time, I guess, because it worked so well the last time. Why not? Well, this dream, this green dream, I mean, even Nancy Pelosi kind of made fun of it a bit, didn't she?
Yeah, she called it the Green Deal or whatever you call
green
it.
Green Dream or whatever,
yeah. Yeah, whatever you call it. She was just really excited about the energy that went behind, this new energy. Well, I thought energy was bad. And speaking of farting cows, what about farting pigs, goats? We've got white-tailed deer. Has anyone done plasma? Heck, my dad, growing up, when I lived at home, I was like, my God, I had to leave the house. So, it's just, we look at the now, and this
well,
is not
wait,
an aberration.
Hey, wait till the dogs get thrown into this. I mean, people that feed their dogs people food and stuff like that. Whew, man, I've been around some of those dogs. They're not fun. I mean, wallpaper falls off.
Yes, I had a dog for 14 years. I had to quarantine him a couple times. But, this is not an aberration. This is not some far-fetched idea, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green Dream or Green New Deal has 70 co-sponsors, and many of them are running for president. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kristen Gillibrand, Kochbar, I can't remember.
Amy Klobuchar,
Amy Klobuchar, yeah, we'll forget about her in a couple weeks. But they're all signed on to it. They think this is the best thing, the confiscation of wealth and the execution of livestock. The best sliced bread. And, oh, by the way, we're only going to be getting sliced bread when the government decides, or the government is empowered as they want, to feed, clothe, and house everybody. Even those who are not willing to work.
I mean, like what? People are watching what's going on in Venezuela and just say, I can't wait till it gets here? Is that what you're saying?
Everybody gets a street pigeon for food in Venezuela. I mean, that's really how this looks. So when everyone is guaranteed food by the government, well, food is bread, beef, and water. So get ready, folks, because the socialists will fill your belly with that. And everyone will get a house. Now, if you look at the socialist countries that provide low-income housing, because everyone's low-income, so mass housing, you're going to be living in a 900-square-foot, if you're lucky, square room with some running water. and some bread and beans in the refrigerator. Doesn't
well, it's not right? exactly a cardboard box, but, you know, my goodness, after all, this is the modern era. We're talking with Megan Barth, and, yes, we're going to talk about, hey, what it looks like. Are we going to have a shutdown here? And, you know, Republicans and Dems still having a rough time getting together. Are you surprised, I mean, over this border security situation? Stay with us. Just about 15 after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, I guess that says it all, right? Here it is. Oh, when you believe in those things, you just don't understand. You know, Whoopi Goldberg tried to, you know, slow down AOC a little bit and just saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, get, you know, just relax. Make sure you got the facts before you get carried away. I mean, this is, you know, philosophy from Whoopi herself. Hey, by the way, I want to apologize to you if you were offended when we were talking about, you know, animal, you know, hyperphonations in the colloquial way. They're known as farts. You know, Megan, I tell you, I'm so old school broadcasting that we could never say fart. You know, that was just one of those words, you know, that you could, you could never say on the radio. Yeah, they just, so, you know, I got to tell you, part of my old sensitivities kind of recoiled as we're talking about the methane gases of animals. Anyway, hey, look, we got more to talk about. But before we get into the Sunday TV shows, and particularly the whole border debate and security that's going on, I know that you've been on top of what's going on in Vegas. You're there in Vegas. You know, you reside there most of the time of the year. And, you know, the Las Vegas shooting, I mean, the FBI closes the investigation and they leave it as a mystery? Come on, you got to be kidding me. What's going on?
Yeah, no, this is exactly the conclusion of the FBI after, you know, close to 2 years of investigation. They found absolutely nothing, no motive. They can't figure it out. They've been too busy finding Russian boogeyman.
I was going
to
say.
Under James Comey to focus on the terrorism that happened here at home. And so when you look at the FBI overall and how compromised the FBI had come, not just specifically under James Comey, but also under Robert Mueller, we cannot forget that Robert Mueller had completely removed all references to jihad and radical Islam in the training manuals of the FBI. So
right.
We had FBI agents coming up through training that weren't exposed to the hallmarks of radical Islam and jihad.
Right.
And I said immediately when this attack occurred that it had all the hallmarks of Islamic terrorism. And on top of that, my suspicions were confirmed by at least the, not tripling down, but quadrupling down by ISIS taking responsibility for this attack.
Mm-hmm.
But they immediately discounted terrorism, if you'll recall, within days, even before the investigation had really started.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to discount Islamic terrorism, which I found highly unusual. And I believe that this was and I don't believe in lone wolves, because that means that just one person is responsible. When you look at the Islamic network of terror, it's a much larger network behind that, quote-unquote, lone wolf.
Well, not to mention what he set up there. This isn't done by one person. And supposedly, I mean, of course, you know, this is like a, you know, one of the JFK hidden bullets or something, you know, that there was another person up there. I mean, there's just lots of, you know, conflicting information. But no big surprise here. I mean, the FBI, I mean, for all that they supposedly know, and to your point, John Guandolo, who's been on with us many times, he's with Understanding the Threat, and a former FBI agent and a trainer himself said, Bill, they yanked all this information out of there. I mean, it's like they purposely made sure the FBI would be flying blind when it came to jihad.
Right. And we can, again, thank the dirty cop, Robert Mueller, for doing that, because that happened under his watch.
Exactly.
And so we had basically the FBI fighting either boogeyman or crime unrelated to international terrorism.
Right.
And especially in this time, we have just spent hundreds of billions, if not trillions, rather, in the war on terror. Yet we have an FBI here that has been completely handicapped by the past decisions of Robert Mueller.
Well, the FBI, once again, I mean, are people starting to connect the dots? I mean, Marjorie Stoneman, they had all this information, dropped the ball there, they dropped the ball here. Of course, we know the situation with Mueller being in the center of Pan Am 103. I mean, you just go down the line of incompetence that seems to be pointing towards the FBI, and you just wonder, well, how deep is this, and can Bill Barr, you know, the new AG, is he, you know, and Christopher Wray, are they going to do something about this and really cleaning up, you know, the corruption that seems to be endemic to the FBI? I mean, it's a sad commentary on the leadership of the FBI.
Well, if Sad's commentary on the leadership of the FBI when Christopher Wray, the leader of the FBI, sends in 29 armed FBI agents.
Right.
To arrest Roger Stone,
a 66-year-old man with no gun,
which is twice as many agents that took down Osama bin Laden, as well as they arrested, as you had stated, an unarmed man, and they would have known whether or not Roger was a risk. They would have known whether or not Roger was a flight risk. He didn't even have a passport, a valid passport at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even the judge saw the idiocy in this raid by releasing him on a signature bond.
Right.
He knew that he was not a flight risk or a risk to themselves or others. And so just the overuse of force against a 66-year-old man in the middle of the night shows you exactly how compromised and politicized the FBI has come, even with this current director, Christopher Wray, who should have been fired right after that raid.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that, surprise, surprise, who tipped off CNN? But that's a whole other story. I want to get in. We're going to set that aside for right now. Just one real quick thing. The victims of Las Vegas. How does this impact the victims, Megan?
Well, it gives them no answers. Absolutely no answers. It doesn't give any of us any answers to the largest mass shooting in our country's history. We will forever have conspiracy theories surrounding the largest mass shooting, which, oh, by the way, didn't get an ounce of interest from the press.
Yes.
There was no national media that was camped out on our sheriff's lawn or even on the FBI offices here in the valley.
Because they were all at Roger Stone's house. Come on, Megan. I mean, there's only so many, to go around. Between that and Trump Tower, I mean, where else can they be,
Well, I was just really amazed at how little interest there was by the mainstream media.
It is unbelievable. You're exactly right. Megan, Democrats, Republicans have been working on seeing what kind of compromise they come. Not a big surprise here for me. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, the leadership of the Democratic Party, there's no pick and brick in the wall. I mean, they're not going to, no wall, nothing. The president's going to have to go nuclear on this situation on behalf of his constituency, which happens to be the American people.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure who was advising President Trump and told him to go back to the negotiation table, which allowed 3 more weeks of our open border.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old enough to remember when the TSA, but the air traffic controllers went out.
Exactly, right.
And the immediate response by the president at the time, which was Ronald Reagan, was to fire them all.
Exactly.
We should not have that much power allocated in individuals, specifically who work for the government, who can then hamstring our entire country, really, by going on collectivized strikes, coincidentally, in Democrat cities.
Yes.
I would say this would be the perfect opportunity to absolutely fire those federal employees, privatize the TSA. Bill, I went to the TSA last Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of arrogance and the amount of rudeness and the amount of incompetence going through Las Vegas Airport was so suffocatingly disgusting. I nearly wrote a video blog on it, but then I was afraid they wouldn't let me on the plane.
Right.
And so I was hamstrung by their arrogance and their rudeness and was nearly late for my flight.
Unbelievable. Well, and Megan, I don't know if you saw the shooting there in the train station in New York in AOC's district, MS-13, broad daylight. A guy gets shot, and these are the same people that say we need to get rid of ICE.
Well, yes, and these are the same people, like Nancy Pelosi said, that these people have divinity.
Wow, unbelievable. The conversation will continue. We're grateful for Megan Barth being here. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, serves as the national spokeswoman also for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. Megan, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the weekend began, there was talk that a bipartisan committee of lawmakers might be close to a deal that could provide border security the president would sign on to and avert a government shutdown this Friday. But as the weekend ended, well, everything turned the other direction. Here's Congressman Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia.
We were, progressing well. I thought we were tracking pretty good over the last week, and it just seems over the last, 24 hours or so, the goalposts have been moving from the Democrats, and at the end of the day, we have an obligation, that's to protect our nation and provide the proper border security.
Senate Democrat from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar is in the running for the Oval Office now as the 58-year-old officially launched her candidacy in front of a crowd of supporters, braving a 14-degree snowy weather event in Minneapolis yesterday. She's running as a moderate, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there. A host of all our, entire archives of past interviews are there, including all the great interviews we have with our next guest, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. And, of course, right on the heels of the State of the Union, which was warmly received by 72% of America.
Well, they were. The country's very split on these things, but clearly the economy's got a lot of momentum right now, and so people like that. And he was touting the 5 million-plus jobs that have been added, over 300,000 in the latest month. And we have a shortage of workers in many cases, Phil. Right. So that's not a problem we've had in the past. So that's one of the impacts of the lowering of tax rates, deregulation. You're starting to see that in the economy continuing to do quite well.
And record numbers demographically, black America, lowest unemployment, Hispanic America,
Disabled Americans as well.
Yes, I mean, right across the board. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
A shortage of workers in many cases. There literally is a shortage of workers. So that's a good thing. So that's kind of set the tone for the State of the Union.
Right.
Trade is clearly a major preoccupation with what's going to happen there, both with Europe, but most importantly with China. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a March 1st deadline to come up with some kind of a deal. Or if we don't get a deal, we're going to raise tariffs from 10% to 25%. China doesn't want that, but I don't think they're going to be able to make enough progress in the next 3 weeks or so to get this thing done. And that's going to hurt China a lot. It's already hurt them to go 10%, but to go up to 25% will really hurt them even more and slow down the two largest economies in the world right now. So
could there be something, Jordan, in between that could maybe give them a little bit more time, you know, some good faith movement by China?
They could.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything as grand as where they admit that, you know, they've been stealing, they're going to stop stealing, but some intermediate step to, you know, give us some more time, maybe another 6 months if the step is sincere enough, possibly.
Well, they had negotiations last week in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
This week they're going to meet in Beijing about these things. The Chinese have offered to buy more American goods,
right.
Agricultural and industrial goods of various types, which is good.
Right.
But they really have not had major movements on, as you say, stealing intellectual property, stealing technology. They have what's called the Made in China 2025 initiative.
Mm-hmm.
They want to invest in all the major new technologies, robotics, cloud computing, artificial intelligence. We tell them, you can't do that. I think they're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then they subsidize state-owned enterprises in a major way.
Right.
And that keeps a lot of people employed. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these companies, steel companies, aluminum companies, are what I call zombies. They should be dead, but they're being kept alive by state subsidies, basically.
Right.
And therefore, they pump a lot of steel and aluminum on the world market at below market prices just to kind of keep people working.
Right.
We want them to stop that doing that too. They're not going to do that, Bill, because that would mean millions of people would be laid off in China.
Yeah, they'd have to rework their entire economic model. I understand that.
Right.
But the good news is we're at the table talking.
We are, but we've got this kind of sword of Damocles hanging over. So my prediction is we're not going to get enough of a deal. We will put in the higher tariffs, which is going to slow their economy and ours even more. That's Wall Street desperately wants a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it looks like there may be a deal, the stock market soars. Every time it looks like the deal's not going to happen, the stock market plummets. So
right.
Both sides want a deal. Now, our negotiators, Robert Lighthizer and Peter Navarro, are very tough negotiators, and they're not going to be satisfied with just we'll buy more soybeans. That's not enough. They want to get to these other issues we just talked about.
Well, exactly. And not as optimistic as me. I think that business is business, and people do that which they get rewarded for. And and that's not to undermine or undercut your perception, but you're exactly right, and I can appreciate your position because this is a big hill to climb here.
And we've been doing it for over a year. I mean, this is not just the last month or so. We've been trying this for a long time.
And but China's been doing this for decades.
Correct. That's the way they do business.
Right. Exactly. So
they joined the World Trade Organization in 2002 and supposedly were going to change their way of doing things and have not, basically.
Well, you got to hand it to Donald Trump. I mean, whether it's China, trying to reconstruct their economic profile, then you got Korea on the other hand, where you're trying to give them an opportunity to pursue some capital ideas that could be win-win for everybody.
Right. Well, again, they might say certain things. I think the evidence has shown that North Korea is not dismantling its nuclear,
but
even though they say they're going to. So it's the same kind of thing. The Chinese don't even say they're stealing intellectual property. They say it's not a problem. And so how are they going to change something they don't even admit they're doing in the first place?
Well, especially when everybody has gone along with it all this time. I mean, they wanted access to that billion-plus market, and they see gold in them, our hills, and they're willing to sell their souls. And then they go, well, why is that a problem? You've been selling your souls all along.
Exactly. There was no other alternative.
But I don't blame them. I understand that. But, it's going to, this is a huge game of chicken, so we'll see how this plays out again. And we'll keep an eye on it. Of course, it's driving the street nuts, and I can appreciate that, too.
Yeah.
Well, in the State of the Union, the president has lauded. I mean, he laid out a line of successes that we had, and even the pundits are having a hard time, trying to tear it apart. They want to try to find Pinocchios for the slightest thing that they can finally, they can discover. But, boy, I'll tell you, the evidence is so strong for this administration, the successes.
It is. The question is, are they going to be able to get anything done now with the divided Congress? I mean, the other areas he talked about that would be nice to make some progress on would be infrastructure spending, which we haven't really done much on.
And that's bipartisan. I mean, they say it is, right?
It should be. I mean, who wants to be, who's in favor of a falling bridge?
Right, exactly.
But, you know, it's $1 trillion plus, and where's the money going to come from, basically, is what it comes down to. So that's an area that he talked about last year. Nothing really happened last year. Mm-hmm. Another area he talked about that potentially has some progress is drug prices, and limiting drug prices to some extent, or at least the increases, because a lot of people just can't afford these drugs. Mm-hmm. Healthcare was a big part of the most recent election, and maybe they'll make some progress on that. So we talked about things both in infrastructure and drug prices, I think, that are have some possibility of compromise. I just think that this whole all the investigations and everything that's going to be happening is poisoning the atmosphere so much that it's not going to be possible to make progress on these things like infrastructure and drug prices.
Well, you're exactly right, and this is what the president was saying. Look, you got 40 hours of work week. Well, I mean, for most people, Congress maybe not quite that number, but let's just say theoretically 40 hours a week. Well, if you're filling those 40 hours or a majority of those hours with investigations and, you know, chasing rainbows and windmills, it's a waste of time.
And so that's why I think it's going to be difficult to get those kind of things done. Meanwhile, the deficit continues to grow.
Yes. Oh, yeah. $22 trillion now, I think we're knocking on the door of.
That's the total amount. And then over $1 trillion in new debt per year. Now, we have coming up in less than a month, the debt ceiling has to be raised. March 2nd is when the debt ceiling has to be raised. That could be another crisis. That, in certain ways, is even more serious than the government shutdown we had, furloughing all the workers. Because if you default to the national debt, then that is a major problem throughout the entire financial economy in the world. And that's going to be another contentious thing. We had that before with Obama. Remember, we almost got to the... And in fact, the U.S. credit rating was downgraded from AAA to AA over all those games. Mm-hmm. I think we may see something like that in the next month as well. So there's a lot of drama here, Bill.
Yeah. Well, you know, the president wants to do it all. You know, he wants to improve the economy, and things have... We've gotten a good preview. I mean, considering what we were told to begin with, that he would never get over 2% of GDP. He wants to do that. He wants to, lower the debt and see what he can do to reform government so that it's more effective, especially in light of what we heard during the, you know, partial shutdown, that we had 800,000 non-essential employees in our bloated government. I think a lot of people are holding on to that number and wondering, why do we have non-essential employees? We got to leave it there. Where can the folks be in touch with you?
My website's moneyanswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Jordan Goodman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Zilretta. Osteoarthritis, or OA of the knee, is a chronic degenerative joint disease that affects millions of Americans. The prevalence of OA of the knee is rising, but the average age of diagnosis is dropping, which means millions of Americans are living longer with pain. Dr. Scott Sigmund, an orthopedic surgeon at Lowell General Hospital in Massachusetts, recommends Zilretta triamcinolone acetonide extended-release injectable suspension, a non-opioid treatment option for many of his patients with OA knee pain.
When my patients with osteoarthritis in the knee come in seeking a treatment that is non-surgical and non-addictive, I recommend Zilretta.
Said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta provides 3 months of remarkable knee pain relief for my patients and is well covered by the majority of insurance plans. This combination makes Zilretta one of my most valuable tools for treating OA knee pain.
To identify the right treatment option, Dr. Sigmund notes the importance of open and ongoing dialogues between physicians and their patients where expectations for pain can be discussed. He explains that pain is difficult to measure because it's subjective to the individual patient. When asking his patients to express their pain level, he focuses on very specific questions pertaining to their daily life and activities.
I like to use example-based questions. Does it hurt when you go up the stairs or when you're sitting for a long period of time? I've typically found that patients can offer a much more detailed response when asked one question.
Said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta is an effective treatment that has provided significant pain relief for many of my patients with knee OA.
If you have OA knee pain, visit www.zilretta.com or ask your doctor to learn more. Zilretta is an extended-release corticosteroid, FDA-approved, to manage osteoarthritis knee pain. It is not intended for repeat use. Zilretta is not for people who are allergic to corticosteroids, triamcinolone acetonide, or any other component of the product. Rare but serious reactions are possible. Talk to your doctor if you have high blood pressure, heart disease, gastric gastrointestinal disorders, kidney problems, diabetes, glaucoma, behavior or mood disorders, and or infections. Tell your doctor about the medicines you take. Call your doctor if you develop a fever or an increase in knee pain, swelling, or restriction of motion, are exposed to chickenpox or measles, or experience changes in behavior or mood. Side effects may include joint pain and swelling, back pain, headache, cold symptoms, upper respiratory tract infection, and bruising. See our ad in Arthritis Today or visit Zilretta.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Working for a living, still ain't working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Bill Martinez, live.
That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we're working hard for you, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, right here at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As President Trump tweeted out, Dem leadership doesn't want, the Dems to negotiate. So, the last several days that this bipartisan effort has been taking place on behalf of we the people, I mean, it's our government. They keep trying to associate the wall with Trump. Yes, he was the one that championed the cause, but he championed the cause because he heard the people saying, look, we need to do something about border security. And so he's guilty of pursuing our security, which is, last time I checked, the president's number one job, and it actually should be Congress's. If not their most important job, it should be up there, certainly in the top five. But we look to the president to leading the way, and this is why the president may be forced into doing something of an emergency nature, which, Marco Rubio and others have said probably not the best thing to do, and I agree with that. But in a sense, what the president was doing was telling Congress, do your job. Do the legislation needs to be done in order to make this happen. I mean, we've heard time and again, immigration, it's so complex, Well, they keep kicking the can down the road and it just, it doesn't get easier. It just gets more and more complicated because we have more people involved. There's more dreamers involved, more people who, came into the country. They put a foot on tierra firma here in the United States and they're out running around, operating in the shadows. I mean, this is insane what we are doing, meanwhile, and I say what we're doing, we're allowing to do this, and this is Democrats, Republicans, because we're really not serious about fixing this problem. It's not fair for them. And then now the Democrats are arguing over the number of beds. I mean, they were complaining, well, we're just not taking care of the people. There's not enough facilities. I mean, what did they expect? Five-star, hotel rooms for people that are coming into our country? And so the president says, okay, along with the, you know, border agents, we need to increase the number of accommodations, I think something like 50,000 beds. And suddenly that's a problem for Democrats. It's like everything's a problem for Democrats. It's just ridiculous when you're sitting there trying to fix a problem that last time I checked, I mean, this isn't a Republican problem or a Democratic problem. It's not like, you know, when the illegals come in and they murder somebody and they're only out there murdering Republicans. I mean, it's indiscretionary bipartisan. You know, when they break the laws, it's not like they just break Republican laws. You know, they're breaking America's laws, which affect people of all parties. It involves, you know, as they say, what this all comes down to, you know, as you've heard me say before on many occasions, this isn't a Republican thing. It's not, this is an American thing, you know, and we'll clear it up, you know, one of the aspirant, you know, candidates for 2020 didn't, you know, I guess in their excitement, maybe because of the cold and all, misstated E Pluribus Unum. And E Pluribus Unum, from the many come one. And what makes us one is that we have this idea that congeals over the American dream and what it represents. You know, when you think about fairness, I mean, I think something that's all in, you know, endemic to every humanoid is the idea of fairness. And for people who are in oppressed governments or under oppressed governments, you know, they just kind of have learned to just, okay, they're just going to suck it up until, you know, something different happens. They're just going to put up with it. But here in America, we have been privileged because of our founding fathers and all the other, you know, great-great-grandparents, I mean, just go on down the line, that have contributed to the survival of this great American experiment. Wow, you know, we are, you know, we're absolutely beholden to them. And so what are we going to turn over? You know, are we going to turn over a socialist way of life, a socialist country? You know, the president made it clear, and there was quite the, quite the excitement and enthusiasm when the president called out that 800,000-pound gorilla, that America will never be a socialist country. I mean, we already have toyed around with this in certain aspects. And look what's happened. You know, we're none too happy. I mean, the big, most recent thing, of course, is what happened to our health care. And we're still trying to shake that off like flypaper on the bottom of our shoe. Because, again, our government, you know, the elected officials see, and this is what we need to get serious about, our elected officials. You got to hold their feet to the fire. Say, look, you know, you went in to fix health care, fix health care. If you can't, then we're going to get somebody else who can. It ought to be just that simple. Instead of continuing to re-elect people that are serving their interest above your interest. And you have to have eyes to see and begin to have some discernment on this. You know, not only for your constituency, you know, for, you know, the voting district that you're in and they represent, but for the good of all America. You know, we've got to put our elected officials on notice. You know, President Trump did make that announcement to us. I don't know if you had ears to hear, but it was actually critical. I mean, here you got Barack Obama making the announcement on his inauguration day that he was going to fundamentally transform America. Fundamentally transform my country. Of course, me being the knucklehead that I am, I go, okay, what? Fundamental, you know, we're going to fundamentally change to what? Well, what are we changing to? But meanwhile, you got the clapping seals. Everybody's all excited. Especially mainstream media. Oh, we're going to, you know, this big dream. Big dream. What's the dream? What's the passion? I mean, you know, where are we going with this? Oh, you know, health care for all. You know, let's not talk to everybody about it. You know, we've got plenty of examples. There's been plenty of laboratories around the world that have tried health care for all, and it's miserable. You know, there's long lines. I mean, look, we don't even have to go that far. We can just look at the VA and see what, in a sense, what health care for all looks like. I mean, we've got vets, our cherished possession, the vets of our country, who give us the land of the free and the home of the brave. They're committing suicide in the parking lots of veteran facilities waiting for service. This is how disgusting this has gotten. But, hey, this is rationed health care. This is, you know, government at work involved in our health care. So we've got good examples, not to mention most recent ones happening in Europe and England with that young boy. He couldn't get out, his parents. I mean, if you were a parent of a young child and you thought, okay, the only way this child's going to survive is if, you know, the Vatican gets involved, the United States, they crowdfund. I think they needed $140,000 or whatever for some, you know, at that point it became extreme because they really drug this out. Again, this is what they do. The government drags things out. You know, you have a sense of urgency with your health, and you don't know about that sense of urgency until you're the one that's been diagnosed with a critical problem. And you're going, and they're telling you, oh, we don't have an appointment for you this week. Well, when's my next appointment? Probably about 3 months from now. Well, what does that do for you? Like, you just go home and relax and kick back and, you know, watch Oprah and eat bonbons? You know, that's what you do? No, you're freaking out because you want to get health care. You want to get in front of a doctor so that you know what you're dealing with, right? But not them. You know, not these people who say, oh, well, we know better. Wait a minute. You know, what is this? You know, this is government population control in their own way? I mean, this is absurd. You know, so whether it's your child or, you know, a loved one, you're going to fight, you're going to crawl, you're going to do everything you can for the survival of your loved one. But then you have the government says, nope, I don't think so. You know, odds are against them. Their value is only a couple of years. So we're going to ration out the health care to somebody that has, 20 years of productivity. Can't you see how that works? I mean, to me, it's just so obvious. But here in this country, we know we hear free, but we don't realize that with free comes a couple of asterisks and the fine print. And this is what Republicans try to tell everybody. And but, of course, Barack Obama, he shut them down because he says, the elections, they have consequences. So that was his deal. Okay, we're going to fundamentally transform this country. Okay, to what? Wow. We came pretty close and we got a good taste, I think, in the process of that administration of what socialism looks like, how government control comes over and becomes regulation nation, and the boot of government is on the throats of productive people. Then Donald Trump comes in, and just at the mere mention, kind of similar what happened with Ronald Reagan when he took over for Jimmy Carter, if you remember, all of a sudden the enthusiasm level went up. Oh, my goodness, there is hope on the horizon. And Donald Trump is elected. All of a sudden, things are, you know, they're starting to rock and roll. People are dreaming big dreams again. People getting back to work. The natural productivity. And I say this. We have this innate ability here in this country. You know, call it what you want. You know, God's blessing upon this country, whatever it is. But we have this innate ability just to go work and take God for his word when he said, you know, go out, you know, go forth, be fruitful and multiply. Man, this country, we don't take 30 days off a year. Nah, we just keep on going. We keep on producing. And look what happens. When people are producing, they're at their happiest. And so right now, I mean, forget about what the mainstream media and some of these pundits want to put out. I mean, we got a lot of happy campers here in this country. But I'm telling you, the happy campers, you need to be supporting this president, because what do you want? Do you want Nancy Pelosi and AOC and her new Green Deal, or what is Nancy Pelosi called? The Green Dream? Well, a Green Dream that could be a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, forget about hamburgers. We ain't going to have any hamburgers. All the cows are going to be shipped out of here. You know, it's just nuts. And any other species that, sending out, natural methane out into the environment that somehow is going to cause some sort of tsunami that, maybe Al Gore will come up with another video for and win another award and get validation and convince more people you don't need to pursue the truth. You know, we've got all the lies that you want right here. All you got to do, come this way and we'll fill you up with all these lies. Why not? Well, good to have you with us. The conversation continues a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to go into the news, and we've got more coming up. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth. Once and for all, visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with